There are only two major days on which every single soul in purgatory can receive prayer. We're going to talk about the two that they are. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, from the writings of different purgatory mystics, the first day that we learn that every single soul in purgatory can receive prayer is none other than the Feast of All Souls, November 2nd. Why can't souls in purgatory receive prayer on every single day? We can and should pray for every single soul in purgatory every day of our lives, but for different reasons. For instance, because of God's pronouncement of his judgment when a soul is judged, perhaps because a soul in purgatory never prayed for the souls in purgatory and they knew that they should. For various reasons, on certain other days, the souls in purgatory are not allowed to receive prayer. We can't judge that, but we should be aware of that. In other words, I've explained this in more detail in other videos. But what they do reveal to us is, despite these pronouncements or, so to speak, punishments that certain souls receive, that they are not allowed to receive prayer, they always can on November 2nd. The other day, God sort of brought it to mind today. Let me explain kind of what was happening. So I was at church today praying in the morning. The lady next to me started praying the St. Michael the Archangel prayer in Spanish. I don't have that prayer in Spanish memorized. I have it memorized in English. And I remember that I did used to pray it from a holy card that my grandmother gave me. My grandmother passed away and wasn't really practicing her faith. And then afterwards, we were going through some of her things, and there were several things that I got from her. One was this Spanish St. Michael the Archangel prayer. This other thing was this beautiful rosary. And so I would use those to pray for her and pray for her soul in purgatory. Sometime after that, she appeared to my mother, sort of loosely appeared in a dream where she essentially was asking for help. And I was able to interpret that, knowing that she was in purgatory. My grandfather, who died sort of similar around that time, on the anniversary of his death, I was at the Houston Museum of Metropolitan Art. I didn't know that it was the anniversary of his death. I happened to stand in front of a very large painting of Our Lady of Mount Carmel with the souls in purgatory under her. My dad, as I was praying in front of that image, called me and said, "Alvaro, today's the anniversary of the death of your grandfather. Please say a prayer for him." I immediately made the connection that he was still in purgatory. It was about 7 years after his death. I prayed for him. And as I remembered all these things, it was as if God just quickly showed me that, yes, the other day that a soul in purgatory, that every soul in purgatory, and this is just an educated guess, I have not been able to find this in any writings of any purgatory mystic, but it seems to me that a correct educated guess would be that every soul in purgatory on the anniversary of their death can receive prayer in the same way that saints on the anniversary of their death have particular power to intercede for us, that certain days of the year different saints have power because it's their feast days or because it's a Marian feast day. She has more intercessory power on that day. And if you've experienced this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We can pray for all the souls in purgatory on the anniversary of their death. So what does this mean? So November 2nd, we pray for all the souls in purgatory, but every day of the year from January 1st to December 31st, pray for the souls in purgatory that died on that day. We don't know who they are. We don't know their anniversaries. We don't know what year they died. You may know for your family members, but this is a devotion that we should have, kind of like a devotion within the souls in purgatory, that every day of the year, so today this is being recorded on October 11th, we can pray for all the souls in purgatory that died on that day, that even if by decree of God they're not allowed to receive prayer because of some sins that they committed during life, etc., nevertheless, we can bypass that decree, calling on God's mercy and saying, "God, for all those that died on this day, please allow them to receive this prayer, even if they are in the deepest level of purgatory." My friends, I hope this helps you. I hope this shines and sheds some deeper light on how we can help the souls in purgatory more profoundly. I will see you in the next one.